And it's Sad Party.
Do you know this is actually the worst podcast on the entire Apple iTunes? Like, you cannot get a worse podcast than this.
Exactly.
You know, it should have been cancelled, but the people at Apple, the poor saps that have to listen to this shit, have actually listened probably 10 seconds in and thought, I actually can't be bothered listening long enough to cancel this.
Some might say we're the rot in the apple.
We're definitely the rot in the apple.
It's like that thing.
We're the reason the apple's going to bite mark out of it.
The bite mark, you can't see the poo spat out after it. Where the spat out bite from the apple.
Yeah, did you know if Apple made an album, on the inside cover would be the other bit of the apple that's been spat out into the...
like a bite out of a rotten apple.
Yeah.
It's been happening.
Yeah, not too much really since last time.
I had my work Christmas party last night.
Did ya?
And there was a Freddie Mercury impersonator there.
Oh, yes. No way, really?
Him and his mustache came in and...
Did he look like he had AIDS?
He did, and I couldn't stop laughing. And then he sang and he sounded exactly like Freddie Mercury.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was really, really good. It was
That's
actually...
a shame. Generally, when someone impersonates someone, you like to see him really fail.
It was actually really good, but... Jake from my
that
work.
Was good of your that was good of your like performance car parts store to put on a Freddie Mercury impersonator.
He's apparently like a cousin or a friend or something like that, but I didn't know what was going on. He is.
Wait, he's a cousin of the owner of the.
Yeah, cousin or a friend or a second
great.
Cousin or something.
Yeah. How do you bring that up? Hey, yeah, I know you run like a performance car shop and everything, but would it be right if I like try me Queen act on stage for
so
you?
So funny, we're at the boss's house, and it's a really nice house, and stuff are all out the back, and then the boss's wife comes up and goes, oh, everyone come inside, we've got something for you. I'm like, oh, okay. Walk in, and then guy walks in wearing, like, white jeans and, like, a yellow jacket.
Oh, so he just popped in as well, like, it wasn't even planned. He's just rocked over, and he's gone, oh, there's people here, do you mind if I do a little quick little do songs?
It started, I'm looking at the wife, I'm like, oh, I don't know what's going on, but then he was really good. Which, it made it almost uncomfortable because he was that good.
Yeah,
like, he was
really
just terrible. But because he was good, I'm like, I actually want to like go see him.
Listen to him.
It was
damn
really
it.
Good. But just watching Jack and Jake, two of the guys I work with, watching them watch him was worth it. I couldn't stop laughing.
Just the erections they had.
Exactly. But, it was awesome. It was really, really good.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad you had a great, it was really nice work Christmas party. It was awesome.
Exactly.
Really happy to hear that.
I was talking to the boss. There was 20 of us there, and he bought 30 kilos of meat to cook on the spit. So, he did it right.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's good.
Did it the right way. Yeah. So, have you got anything interesting?
No, I was going to say, it didn't look like you, lost any... any weight over definitely the past couple of few days since I've seen you last. So
definitely didn't.
You probably put on about 5 kilos of meat.
Exactly. You'll be able to hear me. You live 40 minutes away. You'll be able to hear me taking a dump tomorrow. You'll hear the screams.
Yeah, it'll just sound like someone's taken a lizard and just thrown it against the bowl.
You got to like get in there with dental floss and garrot it so it'll actually flush. Yeah.
I was going to tell you a story about...
Tell me a story.
Oh, it's nothing.
Tell me a story, terrible. Mitch.
It's just a proposition I got yesterday while I was playing cricket, while I was batting. The teams these days, they're sledging. It's getting a bit, you know, obviously with the Australian cricket scandal, no one wants to be too controversial. So
any of that
sentence. No, it's fine. I'm sure there's probably one person that's listening that probably has any idea of what's happening at cricket. But basically, when you're batting... You're out there by yourself and there's 11 on the opposition and one of the players, instead of, you know, saying how much I suck at cricket or, you know, giving me any sort of insult, has just propositioned me whether I prefer a cold coriander soup or a warm beer, and I decided to just reply to him by just saying, we'll mix them together and I'll have both. So that was my story. And I was dismissed fairly quickly afterwards, so...
Yeah.
It may have put me off.
It might have worked.
I thought, yeah.
You were just thinking about where you can get...
I'm also quite shit at cricket, so that didn't really help me either.
You're just thinking about where you can get a room temperature coriander soup beer.
Sad Party, question one.
Oh, question one. Sad Party.
Oh, yeah, we're doing Sad Party where we do a quiz every week. And I think next... well, maybe not every week, because we record three at a time. But I think maybe the next episode...
Don't tell them we record three at a time.
Yeah, no, we don't.
It's the secrets of podcasting. We have a meeting. We're in our off-site recording studio at the moment. We're on Mitch's back deck by candlelight recording this.
With crickets.
Exactly.
I can't believe how much money we've spent on recording equipment. I know. So it's a $15,000 podcast.
Podcasting's the best. You spend that much money to make zero and lose friends. It's awesome.
People don't call me anymore. Not that they call me much to start with, but since it's dropped...
And I like it how one of the most negative, scathing reviews on the podcast thing on Apple is from my mum. She's like, you're not my family anymore.
Yeah, don't expect a Christmas card, Dayo.
What I think is disturbing is she doesn't know how to use a phone or the internet or anything, but worked it out to tell me that our podcast is terrible. And she's saddened by it.
Oh, what an angel.
But...
great woman.
We've had a couple of good reviews, so someone's going to win the Bunnings voucher that we've got. So if you really want to win this $100 Bunnings voucher we were talking about last time, just leave as scathing and terrible a review as you can, but it's got to be 5 stars.
Yeah, it must be. We can't stress that enough. It must be 5 stars, yeah. But it can be the most horrific insult you can think of. However, unfortunately, cuss words are out, so you can't swear. Yeah. But I'm sure you guys can get inventive with your language.
I have a feeling that Claw's going to win because I know Claw likes to spend a lot of money at Bunnings, and also he's a horrible, horrible person. So I feel like he's going to win it. But that's all right. I'd rather send it to someone I don't know because I'd feel better that way. So
literally, you know, crying into eardrums is what we're going for.
Question one. Which long?
What day are we doing
today? Oh, yes, good.
We're 6 minutes in and haven't got into a question yet, okay. So you might as well, you know.
Yeah. We're not about to start having structure. It's Saturday, December 15th, 2018's quiz. Yes, question one. Which long-running Broadway musical includes puppets named Princeton and Rod?
Don't get me started on
Sounds
Rod.
Sounds like a puppet porno.
It does. Princeton and Rod.
Princeton.
Princeton and Rod. Oh, so that'd be the, oh, Princeton's obviously Sam Howe, and then there's Rod Hunter, it's the AMX Chronicles.
I have no idea. I hate musicals, and a musical with a puppet, I feel like I'd want to set fire to the stage.
Yeah, it'd have to be the Muppets, I think. It's got to be the Muppets.
The Muppets. No idea. Absolutely no idea. One. Avenue Q. Never heard of it.
Never heard of that, no.
Never heard of it.
I probably don't want to drive down that avenue either.
All right. Ah, you should know this one. Because you're into all the like shitty tabloid magazines. Number two.
I do like my Who Weekly.
Jennifer Garner married which famous actor in 2005?
Ben Affleck.
I think it's Ben Affleck. Yeah.
It actually is?
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Yes.
All right.
I do.
I don't understand any of this question. Number three. Who won the award for Rookie of the Year at the 2018 Dally M Awards presentations?
Dally M?
Dally M.
How do you spell that for me?
D-A-L-L-Y-M.
So you spelt it exactly as I thought it was.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're no further along
line of questioning. Except we're probably another 10 seconds through the podcast than we would have been originally. Dally M. I'm going to go with... who won the Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
At Dally M. There's no clue as to what that is.
Dally M sounds like horrible music from the 80s. I don't think it's a competition in
horror. I don't think there's many rookies if it's music from the 80s.
Yeah, they just
there's probably no 80s
give
musicians
awards when they're 47.
Yeah. I'm John Bon Jovi, Rookie of the Year 2018.
I'm thinking of Boney M. I think that's what I'm thinking of. I have no idea.
Oh, it's me, Bono.
That's a terrible question.
Thanks for me, award.
It's probably with a terrible answer, and I don't understand the answer. Do you want to have a guess?
What is the answer?
Do you want to have a guess?
No, I don't care.
All right, it's Jermaine... Izako? I don't know.
No.
It just sounds terrible. All right.
Jermaine's parents didn't love him.
Which major space age event... space age is in inverted commas.
As it should be.
Like when we refer to Mitch's girlfriend. He doesn't actually really have one. which major space age event occurred on October 4th, 1957?
I reckon... oh... 1957?
Yeah. 69 is when they landed on the
moon. Yeah. Was it the cosmonauts, maybe? Something to do with Russia? Maybe that was the first time they launched a space shuttle.
I think it might have been Sputnik, their first satellite. I'm going to go Sputnik. What do you reckon?
I'll go Sputnik as well. Yeah, something Russian.
Sputnik! Sputnik was launched, yeah. We're going to kill it in this one.
a very early BMX brand.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Number five. Acker Bilk is best remembered for playing...
Shut up, is that a person? Acker Bilk.
I think it's a person. Acker Bilk is best remembered for playing which instrument?
You think if he was best remembered, do you reckon we'd remember it?
Best remembered by who? Best remembered by his nana. Oh, Acker's really good. I have no idea.
Oh, Mrs. Bilk, have you heard your son Acker on that ukulele?
Ukulele, you reckon?
No, I don't reckon that.
Acker Bilk? I'm going to say the theremin. Have you ever seen a theremin? No. They're the worst.
Just the shittest instrument ever invented.
It's just terrible. It's basically just TV static.
Yeah, triangle players are getting blowjobs next to...
Yeah, it's like jazz flute players look at theremin players and get losers.
Oh, I'm going to say he's a guitarist, mate.
Guitarist?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the theremin. I'll show you the theremin later. Clarinet, just as bad.
Oh, God.
All right. Jesus. Acker Bilk. I think that's what this one's
how's
called.
How's Acker spelled? How's Acker spelled?
A-C-K-E-R.
Oh, Acker.
Acker. Acker Dacker Bilk.
Oh, you know that clarinet solo in that Acker Dacker song?
All right, number six.
Yep.
Stop messing around. This is serious business.
Yeah, bloody oath.
Which 2018 movie is based on a 2016 memoir by Gerard Conley? So not Gerard. Gerard Conley.
Which 2018 film is based on a 2016 memoir?
Yeah. What's that one where the...
Oh, Inception. It's Inception. It's a movie inside of a memoir. Inside of a guy's dream.
I thought it was that movie where the... Chick burns his balls with cigarette butts or whatever. What's that one?
Oh, isn't that your Christmas video from last year?
Lord of the Rings. That's what I'm thinking of. You know, Lord of the Rings, where burning his ballsack with cigarette butts. I don't...
My precious. I think that was Lord of the Ring. No S.
Oh, Jesus. What movie am I thinking of?
I don't know. Just...
50 Shades of Grey. Does she burn his balls with cigarettes?
That's 50 Shades of Grey.
I seriously 50
don't... Shades of Grey sounds like there's some ball bag. But I don't think there's any ball bag burning in the question.
Maybe that's the problem. That's why we don't know the answer.
Yeah, it's like in that the memoirs of testicle testimonials.
I can't think of any movies. The only movies I can think of that have come out in 2018 is like Mortal Engines, and that's not a memoir. Yeah. It's about cities on tracks. So.
I reckon, what else coming out this year? I haven't been to the movies once this year. I've not been once.
I want to go see Mortal Engines. That looks good.
Was that the one where they're like, oh, London's now a car?
Yeah. I read the book
that's
series.
That's stupid.
No, the book series that's is awesome. Dumb as fuck. Shut up, you like Star Wars.
Oh,
you don't care.
I'm going to Rome. Oh, Rome's the Jeep Grand Cherokee. Fucking stupid movie.
I think Rome would probably be like a Lamborghini or Ferrari or something like that.
Italy would be a Ferrari.
It'd be like a Fiat Punto.
Just, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Tamworth. Just XY Falcon, mate.
You just got South Korea balancing on the roof of your Hyundai iLoad. You're just cruising around.
just tell the whole world I drive an iLoad.
I don't know anything about that movie. Every movie I can think of is like a science fiction, crappy sort of made-up movie. They're not memoirs. Yeah. It's the memoirs of Iron Man.
I can't even think of one movie that came out. Spider-Man came out.
Memoirs. The memoirs of Peter Parker.
No, Stan Lee's memoirs.
R.I.P. Pour out a beer for our fallen soldier. I don't know. Boy Erased. Never heard of that.
I've heard of Eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You have just been erased.
Does he even say that?
You have just been erased.
I could see him saying that. Hey, number seven.
Mm-hmm.
Burundi is bordered by which country to the north?
Burundi's not a country.
Well,
India.
They didn't necessarily
is
say
it
it's
India?
A country.
Burundi, B-R-O-N-D-I.
B-R-U-N-D-I. Burundi.
Barramundi. It sounds dumb with your...
Barramundi.
Sounds dumb with your half Aussie, half Wagash accent. I think it's India.
India?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess... Everything lately has been African. So I'm going to guess African. I'm going to go... Okay,
that's not an answer.
Somalia or Rwanda or... Can I just, like, do the whole... What's that? What's the one in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire where they, like, 50-50?
Yeah, 50-50.
You name four things and then just cut it down.
I could probably give you four things that it isn't.
Good point. I'll go Somalia.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
I reckon India.
India? Rwanda. I should have gone with Rwanda.
Rwanda does... Yes, you're closer than I am.
Yeah. All right. Number 8.
Yep.
I forgot that I had to actually read out the question then. I was sitting there staring at it for a bit, waiting for someone else. I
think next episode we'll do a reverse. Like a reverse.
We can do that.
Yeah, we'll do a reverse. A reverse right. Sad putty.
You trapped ass.
A happy sit.
A happy sit.
A happy solitude. That's what it is, a happy solitude.
Happy solitude.
Yeah.
Hey. Number 8. Which children's TV series features a character called Cloud that releases musical raindrops? That's 50 Shades of Grey. Don't know.
Cloud. I'm going to go with Dora the Explorer.
Dora the Explorer?
Yeah. You have an advantage, though, due to having children.
But I haven't seen that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I made my head a t-shirt.
Your kids aren't weird enough.
Mate, and she had a t-shirt that said, Dora the Explorer, I want to explore her. And I'm like, That's probably the worst thing I've ever heard.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. I want to pause this podcast and go back 5 seconds before you ever said that.
I didn't have the t-shirt. I didn't think of it.
No, the fact you even quoted that t-shirt and gave it air is the most horrifying.
You started it.
Listener is going to be horrified.
Children's TV series with a character called Cloud that releases musical raindrops. No idea.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. That's a shit answer. Cheers. Clangers. Never heard of it. I got kids and I never heard of it. And if it was a stupid thing with musical raindrops, I wouldn't let them watch it anyway. Yes. No, there's musical raindrops.
Don't be like that now, yes.
That's against God. All right, number 9. Number 9's always a true or false, but last time it wasn't. So it's not always a true or false, I guess. True or false. Number 9 is always a true or false. False.
And true. You have a point.
Yeah. Victor Hugo created the character Quasimodo, a.k.a. the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
True.
I've never heard of Victor Hugo.
I have. He created that Quasimodo guy. If it's true, he did.
I'm going to go false.
Okay.
True.
Yeah, because it was false last time. You got to do the old truesy-falsy.
Oh, God, they asked the worst questions. Number 10. Who was the highest placed Australian at the 2018 Grand Slam of Darts tournament?
No.
Yes.
What? How would I know that?
Why wouldn't you?
I know darts. You know what? I do know one guy that would definitely know.
Who?
A guy called Andrew Hilder, who goes by the name Froggy, and he drinks a lot of beers.
Oh.
And he plays cricket.
Do you think they mean darts as in cigarettes?
The grand, smokes the most
Grand Slam of Plough and Ciggies.
The Grand Slam of Winnie Blues.
That'd be Jake from my work. He'd win that. He's good at ciggies. I have no idea. I don't.
The acceptance speech would just be like... I don't know. I assume that he's a little bit overweight and drinks a lot of beers.
Jeez, if it wasn't for Aka Bilk being remembered for instruments, I'm sure Aka Bilk would probably be a correct answer. Nah, no idea. Don't know. I don't think it really matters. Simon Whitlock, nice name.
Yeah.
Simon Whitlock, he's the only person listening to this podcast and a tear just rolls down his cheek as he plows some more ciggies, practicing for 2019.
Speaking of Whitlock, I feel like you're with his locked up in this fucking... that's over. That's the fucking worst thing I've ever said in my life.
Number 11. What colour is the 24 spoke wheel at the centre of the flag of India?
I've probably watched 5 hours of the Australia-India test match today in cricket, and I'm going to say it's yellow.
Yellow? I'm going to say it's blue. Because it's blue. I actually knew that one. I don't know why I knew that one.
I've been watching the cricket all day, and I've seen the badge of India all day.
You're also really drunk, so...
I've had 5 beers.
That's what I said, you're really drunk.
They're lights as well. Like, I should know that. I should have waited for what
they're
you
said. They're not alcoholic beers. You've had 5 glasses of water. Number 12. Which Pope resigned in 2013?
I'm holding back on me riffing here. he's the one that looked fully evil.
Oh, really? I thought
he had like a decrepit face and looked like some sort of...
Yeah. He just gave off a real rapey vibe. no idea.
Nah, I think it was... he's a guy from Italy, I reckon, and he's Cardinal Pell.
Cardinal Pell?
No, I think he's a cardinal.
Yeah, the cardinal is a cardinal. It's right there in the name.
The Lord Pope.
The Lord Pope.
I don't know. You know who he looked like? Oh, you know, watch it. Don't worry, I'm not even going to bring it up.
I'm going to say something.
Everyone from Star Wars would know. Yeah, I was about to bring up the guy from Star Wars.
Which guy from Star Wars, though?
The boss of Darth Vader, the freaking emperor.
Boss? Isn't Darth Vader the boss?
No, there's a guy. Really? You're the fucking worst.
I thought Darth Vader was the boss.
I hate every piece of you.
And the good guys.
He's got a puppet master above him.
Indiana Jones and Space Dog were the good guys. You know. Yeah.
Listening to you explain Star Wars is like listening to being like fed feet first into a wood chipper. Like, it's horrifying.
I thought Indiana Jones and Space Dog drove the Ford Falcon in space with the rubbish bin in it.
Shut up!
The rubbish bin.
Shut up!
Rubbish bin and Tin Man.
Shut up!
No, the rubbish bin and Tin Man helped.
You're the fucking worst human being I've ever seen in my whole life.
Does he still have a whip? Does he still use a whip?
Oh, shut the fuck up! Can we end this podcast? Was that question 12?
Was that before Indiana Jones, Star Wars?
Yes, it was.
It was.
Yes.
When did he learn to use a whip?
After Star Wars. Shut up.
Do you reckon he ghost rides the whip in his space Ford Falcon?
Oh, fuck.
Darth Vader's the main bad guy. Darth Vader's the boss of the bad guys.
Yeah, he just steps out of the Millennium Falcon, lets it just roll into shit, and goes, just yells, crosses his arms and goes, ghost ride the whip.
Well, no, Darth Vader's the main bad guy.
No, he's not.
There's no one else that's his boss.
Yeah, he's got a boss. He's got a boss. That's how he became bad.
Nah, he's the Vladimir Putin of space. In episode 3. Yeah.
He got seducted by the dark side.
Oh.
Right. All right, next question. Right. Shut up.
No.
Shut up.
Pope.
Shut
which, the fuck pope up. Which Pope resigned shut the fuck in 2013?
Up. Francis.
Pope Francis?
Yeah.
I thought he was the one that's in
shut
now.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, let me have a look. Pope Benedict.
He's Benedict Arnold.
He's covered in, like, Pope Eggs Benedict. He's got, like, the mustard and egg yolk over him. Nah, I didn't know that one. All right, good. Let me have a look.
Is that 12?
That's 12.
Oh, cool.
And we drew 3-3.
Fucking hell.
Ackerbilk.
I reckon.
What?
Whoever does this quiz heard our 3 episodes and thought, nah, but getting 6 is too many for these blokes.
Exactly.
These guys are full retarded and getting half the questions right.
Yeah. That's terrible. Pretty useless.
Absolutely.
I'm looking at the answers of the crossword. Maybe we should do the crossword instead. The answers
that makes for a good podcast.
The answers are all real things. It's like alarm clock, Catholic, education, rubella, anaconda, Charlotte, Krakatoa. They're all real things. Not
Alec Falk. Who is it?
Ackerbilk. Alec Falk. It's Alec Falk. So, well, we did terrible again once more.
Seems to be a fairly consistent sort of at least feature of our podcast.
We're consistently bad. Sad party, consistently bad.
Yeah, we're disgusting at quizzes. Just also, leave a scathing review, especially about this podcast. Yeah. This one's been fucking terrible. And you might get yourself $100 at Bunnings. And to be fair, if you're the one person that's still listening to this podcast, you're probably the only one person that has a chance of winning. So you've got yourself
That's right. There's only like
$100 at Bunnings.
Two people that listen, 3 people that listen to this, and 2 of them are us. So,
if you're listening from Iran or Turkey or Uzbekistan, or you're listening from Britain,
Uzbekistan.
No, Uzbekistan is a different one.
No, Burundi.
If you're listening from Burundi, unfortunately, you're ineligible to win the prize. But if you want to leave a scathing review in your native tongue, feel free. A
little bit of trivia: Burundi is bordered to the north by Rwanda.
And you'll learn something every day.
All right. Sad party.
We had our lives.